USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump raising more than a few eyebrows in an interview that aired last night in which he said he'd accept dirt on political foes if it was offered by a foreign government.
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Generally supportive of President Trump, this time Senator Lindsey Graham, the South Carolina Republican, says the president is wrong.
A foreign government comes to you as a public official and offers to help your campaign, giving you anything of value, whether it be money or information on your opponent, the right answer is no.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse by clergy. Complaints could be made over the Internet or by phone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Navy's USS Bainbridge now rendering assistance to the crews of two oil tankers that were reportedly attacked off the coast of Iran today. Details are still coming in, but reports are the vessels were full of oil bound for Asia at the time. There's no claim of responsibility, but many believe Iran is behind the attacks.
Iran seems to be demonstrating that it can do as it pleases without incurring any meaningful response from the United States and allies.
That's military analyst Mike Lyons speaking on CBS News. Russian lawmakers say Moscow could be forced to retaliate if President Trump follows through on his promise to deploy U.S. forces to Poland. The president telling Poland's president yesterday he'll send 1,000 troops to Poland to deter possible military aggression by Russia. First-time jobless benefits came in a little higher this week since last week, but not by much, by about 1,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is now in custody, but he's only one of a group of men who were hired to strike that hit on the former Red Sox slugger. The director of the Dominican National Police says the group was offered $8,000 to kill the star. A total of 5 people arrested so far. They're still looking for a few more. Ortiz was ambushed on Sunday night at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo and was flown back to Boston then for medical treatment by the Boston Red Sox. He's now expected to recover. Severe weather is on its way back to the Central Plains as forecasters are predicting severe storms in the southern high plains tonight from West Texas to East Colorado. Residents throughout the region are being warned to watch out for large hail, local flash flooding, and damaging wind gusts as much as 70 miles an hour. The storms can threaten communities from El Paso to Colorado Springs. Amanda Knox is nervous about returning to Italy for the first time since she was released from prison 8 years ago. Knox was wrongfully convicted of killing her roommate in 2007 and spent 4 years in jail before being cleared, but she's returning to Italy to speak to the Italy Innocence Project, saying the return trip has her feeling a bit frayed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.